Remote, I'm Liz Pelka. A new outbreak of the coronavirus in China's capital city has officials scrambling to contain it on Wednesday. Beijing canceled dozens of domestic flights, tightened mandates on social distancing, and is requiring people entering some residential areas to undergo temperature checks and registration. There have been at least 137 new COVID-19 cases in Beijing since late last week, linked to a wholesale food center. In the meantime, Brazilian health officials reported Tuesday 34,918 new confirmed cases during a 24-hour period. The country now has more than 900,000 total cases, trailing only the United States. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has dismissed the severity of the virus while urging businesses to reopen. Peru has also been hit hard by the coronavirus, reporting Tuesday its death toll had surpassed 7,000 people. And in Honduras, President Juan Orlando Hernandez announced late Tuesday that he has been diagnosed with COVID-19. North Korea continues to ratchet up military presence on the south, a day after blowing up the Inter-Korean Liaison Center. Wednesday, Pyongyang announced the redeployment of its forces near the border, angrily rejecting Seoul's offer to send envoys to reduce tensions. Combined with its moves over the past week, North Korea has now reversed many of the achievements made during a series of historic 2018 meetings between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in. European markets are trading higher Wednesday, with investors riding on new hopes of a swift post-pandemic recovery. More on voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. ambassador to the United